True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and RightFromTheHeart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Couple phone lines available if you want to jump on hold. 404-726-0929. AMA is a good solid 15 minutes now, so we're going to run through a bunch of phone calls. So the four that are on there, we'll get to. And we'll get to more as well. 404-726-0929. This hour, by the way, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll start with...
Real quick, at AMA on the Twitter.
Right.
Same one. A couple guys said, who do you think would be the hit the first home run today?
Jurickson and Profar.
Jurickson and Profar.
First at bat of the season.
I want Michael Harris.
Okay.
I saw Bo, you went with Olsen.
Abe, first homer of the season for the old Bravos this afternoon.
Fourth pitch today, Austin Riley hits a two-run shot after a Profar leadoff double.
All right.
There we go.
If that happens specifically, then
he will let you know.
We'll give you a gold star tomorrow.
And I'll be texting you as soon as Profar hits the double.
He will let you know.
Brandon is in Blue Ridge. Hey, Brandon.
I've got two questions for y'all today.
Sure.
First, would you rather hit for the cycle in baseball or a hat trick in hockey?
Ooh. Okay.
Okay.
And?
And the second question is, Dukes and Bell have their Hey Man Ale. What's the chances of getting an Andy and Randy midday brandy?
Love it. I love it.
That's a great idea.
I love it. I love it.
It's a great idea.
I mean, hat trick in hockey seems so cool. Everybody throws the hats. When did they go to Octopus?
True. I think just in Detroit.
Okay. It's just one place. Okay.
I think so. Cycle would be pretty cool, though.
Yeah. I'll go to cycle.
I think I would, too.
I'll go to cycle.
But then, like, the assumption is if you could score a hat trick in hockey, then you can also ice skate.
I can't do that. Yeah.
I would love to be able to.
I can't do that.
But we went and did that a couple weekends ago.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
Boy, was that tough. Ice skating's hard as hell.
Yeah,
so
man.
Unnatural.
Yeah.
And then people are out. There's, like, some six-year-olds out there just gracefully skating like they were born on the ice. I'm out there just... stumbling along for my life.
I'm cool on the ice skate, dog.
It's hard.
I'm cool.
It's really hard.
I'm cool on that.
But I'll go with the cycle. And then, yeah, the Andy and Randy midday brandy is a great idea.
I really like it.
Yeah, I really like it too. I want something. Some kind of branded liquor.
Why not? I mean, we drink it.
They got the beer. We'll get a shot. Shot and a beer.
Chasing it.
Yeah. Chase it. Oh, see, it's all in there. It's all already in there. Just somebody do it. Rich is in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich.
What up, fellas? So I got two questions for y'all today.
All right.
So I just moved to Georgia like 3 years ago, and my entire life I've never been allergic to nothing. More and more, I'm finding out that this little yellow with green snow that y'all got up here, this little pollen, oh my God, bro, like my chest is killing me.
Yeah.
And I had to find this out the hard way. So what, if anything, in your life have you found out the hard way, like, all right, this is not supposed to happen. I guess this is this now. And then the second question is, I've never been to the Georgia Bulldogs game, and I'm diving deeper into the sports economy here. And I'm going to go, God spare my life, this season coming up. Do you guys think they're going to be back to what Georgia Bulldogs supposed to be like in the national championships, or what do you guys view them so far?
All right, Rich. I think Georgia's going to be really good this year.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be good. We're really good. We're going to be really good this year. I do know that. I believe. And I know they're going to be. Georgia's going to be one of the best two or three teams in America. No, easily.
I promise. It'd be a good year to go then.
Yeah, it'd be a good year to go because they're going to be that good.
I had a similar experience. Now, when I moved to Boston, I had never had allergies before in my life. Mm-hmm. And the first spring in Boston, I was like, this is kind of... But it was more just like, oh, this is a little annoying.
Right.
The first spring here was just like a frying pan to the face.
I would honestly say I'm doing pretty good so far.
Yeah?
I'm doing pretty... Good. This is the best one, best spring I've had in a while as far as this
are
allergy
you, are
stuff.
You Claritin?
Not yet. I haven't taken a Claritin yet.
Good for
and
you.
So that's good. And now my truck looks a damn mess.
Oh, I mean.
And it's really.
It's crazy.
It's really annoying because, yeah.
We went out last night and sat down on the front porch to have dinner. And I, like, our chairs are like those, like, that's got the strings on. I sat up and I had a pattern of pollen.
Yeah. That's the only thing.
On my ass.
Is that right there?
It's crazy.
That's the only thing.
Yeah, but I mean, so what in life have you learned the hard way?
About
everything.
Everything.
I had to. I was such a hard-headed dummy when I was young. I had to learn everything the hard way.
Yeah, but
couldn't just take the advice that smarter older people would give
tell
me.
You.
Yeah. Like, no, I think you're probably wrong.
The advice of the old.
It's different now.
Sit your ass down somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing better than that right there.
I knew everything when I was young.
Who didn't?
I was so smart, and it turned out how dumb I was.
Yeah.
Tim's in Smyrna. Hey, Tim. Tim.
Andy Randy.
Hello, Tim.
Hey, guys. I got a random non-sports question today. And shout out to Rich, man. Hit me up on Twitter. I'll get you my Austin Peay tickets. We'll talk about that. But, I'm in sales. I drive around the city. And my question is, what's up with Jeep Wranglers and rubber ducks on the dashboard?
Dude! My dude. I'm going to tell you this right now. All right?
Good question,
my Tim. My wife, when the dude hit her car, right, when she had to put in the shop, they gave her a Jeep.
Okay.
I had no clue what this was about. And she was like, it's a random thing with the duck thing. Well, her ass has this random thing with these little tiny-ass babies. I don't know what it's for. I know she didn't ask me to have no more children because I ain't having no more children. I know they come out of her, but I got to help in that. And they ain't, and we didn't even need it. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
But she has the same thing that them little ducks and these little babies. And they're...
Like, how many you estimate? How many things
I asked her.
How many? Said?
Hundreds.
Why?
I don't know, Andy. To annoy the hell out of me.
What does she do with them? Just leave them around?
Leave them in my car and stuff, man. Listen, lady, woman, no.
That's not super happening. Weird prank.
It's weird as hell.
But, I mean, yes,
it's
it is.
It's so weird. But
that's weird.
I thought it was the same thing as the ducks for the Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was.
Now, people, other Jeep owners, if they like your Jeep, will just, like, leave a duck on your Jeep.
I know.
Starting COVID. Starting COVID in Canada.
Y'all
no less.
Are
and that
weird.
Is exactly what, in an effort to spread positivity, run random Jeep owner left a note on somebody else's Jeep with a duck that said, it literally said, nice Jeep.
Huh.
And then it just kind of took off.
And now you just see them. Like, if you see somebody with a Wrangler, there's a pretty good chance that they have, you know, they've got some ducks on their dashboard. But then I also wonder, like, there's a lot of people that drive Wranglers that don't have them.
Yes.
Do you think they got him and just threw him out? Like, I'm not doing that.
Dude.
I'm not going to be a part of this.
Not being a weirdo.
It's a little odd.
Yes. I know there might be some Jeep Wrangler folks.
There's probably some folks listening right now driving around with ducks in their Jeep.
I'm not calling you weird.
Not you.
Not you.
The other ones.
Yeah, the other. Not you.
Randy, you've been on a couple of cruises. Are you aware of the ducks on cruise things?
Yes.
Okay. Also annoying.
Yes. And weird. That's just hidden ducks,
weird
right?
Ass people.
Yeah, people just hide ducks and then you find it.
Great for kids, though.
Now, I will say this, exactly. I will say this, because my in-laws go on a lot of cruises, and Lily is now old enough to know that when they do that, they might come back with some ducks, and she gets excited about it.
Yeah.
So she's got like 7 ducks that for the bathtub at their house that she uses, and she really likes it.
Really? Mm-hmm. That they brought from the cruise?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She found and hid several ducks on the last cruise.
Really?
Julie Davis, good duck finder.
Is it one of the things where you look for it, or is like, oh, there's a duck right there?
Well, I know Julie's looking.
I think with kids,
Julie's
you probably
looking.
Could, like, take some time and be like, all right, we got 30 minutes before dinner. Let's see if we can find some ducks.
I saw the duck lady last cruise. I saw the duck lady.
Oh, that's like seeing the Easter
bunny. Yeah, I saw her, like, when she was putting them out. I saw her.
Really?
Yeah.
You knew where they all were.
Didn't have no clue what the blank she was doing.
Right. Is this somebody that worked for the cruise line?
No, it was a
random lady with a bunch of ducks.
Just someone who's on a cruise.
It's a guest who was on a cruise, this lady.
Maybe that's what people who have Jeeps that don't want them on their dashboard do with them. They just collect them and then go on cruises.
But yeah, that's what there I thought. Go. I was like, why? I'm scared asking.
You imagine the TSA agent who does the x-ray at the checked baggage and it's just full of ducks.
I asked him, I was like, why is this woman planting these ducks? She said, well, that's the thing, a cruise thing. Like, there's nothing worse than the cruise rule person.
Right. You know how many cruises you got to do to, like, be a cruise thing person? There's like, oh, that's a cruise thing.
Yeah.
Abe's a cruise thing guy.
Yes, he is.
Oh, yeah.
Very much so.
For sure.
Very much so.
So is my in-laws. And so, I love them. I love Abe.
I
love ducks.
As many cruises as this woman is going to drag me on, because that's what it is.
Just start collecting.
Drag me on. I'll never be a cruise person. I'll never be a cruise person. I will never, ever be. Well, you know, on the 14th cruise that we went on, I will never.
All right. On behalf of all the listeners car right now. Would you rather be a cruise person, a media member, or drink a Truly?
Oh, man.
You have to do one of them.
I'll be a cruise person because at least I have fun on a cruise. At least I have fun.
All right, okay.
Because I get drunk on the cruise.
Sure, you can. You can get drunk on Trulies.
Drunk on Trulies.
Who gets drunk on Trulies?
Abe, I don't know.
Like, oh yeah, who got drunk? Like, who gets drunk off Trulies?
I'm not sure.
Like, for real. Other than
people who drink 7 Trulies?
You tank enough of those. I'm sure it'll get the job done.
Now, I bet you do because you said you tank them.
You did say
no. I have never. I also am actually with Randy. I've never had a Truly.
Trulies ain't gonna get nobody.
I've had
drunk.
A White Claw. I had one White
drunk
Claw.
Either.
I didn't like it.
White Claw and Trulies. If you get drunk off that, you just don't need to drink ever again.
You've seen me chug energy drinks. Like, I feel like I could, if desired,
you get drunk.
Go through some
off
Trulies.
Of Trulies.
They're 5% alcohol.
Those are slim cans.
I don't give a damn if they were 10%.
Oh, that would make it pretty good.
If
twice
you get
as fast.
Drunk off of Trulies. And be soft.
Tweet.
S-O-F capital T.
I don't want to, like, prove.
Abe, I don't care. Your rhetoric right now, Abe, is going through the headphones and out the ear.
Well, it's the other way. I don't want to prove that I'm soft, because that's what this would do.
Soft.
But I do want.
You
I
take
almost
a softness test. See if I can pass.
I almost am up for the challenge.
All y'all know already. You don't know what you're talking about. Yes, I do.
There's probably somebody right now driving in their Jeep Wrangler with ducks on the dashboard
drinking
on the way
Truly.
To go get it. Hopefully not doing it at the same time. On their way to go get some Trulies.
S-O-F capital T.
And if you are, thank you for listening.
Yes.
Please keep
listening.
I took a rosé taste test on Saturday.
Nice.
Because I told my wife, I'll be able to tell the difference. She was like, I'm going to get some French rosé. And I was like, I don't like the French
ones. Yes.
She was like, how do you know? I was like, I like the California ones. And she said, I bet you can't tell. And I said, I bet I can. I blindfold taste tested, and I was right.
There you go. There you go.
I think that's a soft test,
like a nice
too,
rosé.
And I passed it.
Get you a nice rosé.
I do like a nice rosé on a warm summer day.
Rosé's not bad.
Truly.
I like it.
You sit with the boys.
And, I like it a lot.
Y'all sit with the boys by the pool. We chilling. We cooling. Man, I got so jammed up last night. Damn, dog, what you drinking? Man, I was on them Trulies. You tell me you won't look at him different?
Is it all seltzer, or does, like, Sweetwater seltzer count still, too?
What in the hell?
Sweetwater makes a seltzer?
Yeah, like the local breweries will make a seltzer. Scofflaw makes a seltzer.
All right. Here's the other thing.
Or there are cocktails in a can, too. Like a vodka.
I feel like there's
spritzer.
A difference between, like, I had a 4-pack of Trulies and I had 27 of them. Like, 27
that's just more
Trulies.
Just more Trulies.
Why the hell would I drink one Truly?
You wouldn't.
Exactly.
Clearly.
So why do I need 27?
But you might drink 27 of them.
Why would I need 27 of them?
It would have to be real extreme measures.
No.
You're on a desert island alone. And no one's coming to get you.
What did mama say? Swallow my spit?
But it just happened to be a whole crate of Trulies there.
You know I'm not going to drink them, dog.
I guess I don't drink anymore.
Hydration.
Huh?
The only way you can maintain
they
hydration.
They don't hydrate you.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Well, there's water in them.
Yeah, that's true, but they might. I don't know what
whatever. I'm done. I don't care.
Okay, you made your point.
Okay, have I made my point? If everybody, Randy, you don't know what you're saying. I do know what I'm talking about. You know why? Because I don't hang out with folks who drink Trulies. So that's how I know.
Here's what I don't like is it's become very popular
what,
on the golf course.
Who do I hang out with drink Trulies?
No, I was gonna do another scenario.
No.
Stuck on a cruise.
No.
But they have no other alcoholic beverages.
It'd be a dry cruise.
But I have to say, would you go sober the whole cruise?
Yes.
I'd just drink Truly.
I think I would too.
I am for sure. I really like getting the buzz.
When I'm dug in deep with these 10 toes, I don't budge.
I would imagine that Randy McMichael's probably not going to be on that cruise.
Well, he wouldn't know. It's not like
something happened.
Truly,
oh, something happened.
I am
all the Tito's and Bush Light went bad.
You know,
it's spoiled.
No, don't do it.
By the way, Abe, I meant to mention this while you're eating it. Probably too late now. That beef stick you're eating got recalled. My wife told me.
The chomps?
Yeah, the chomps. They found metal in it. So hopefully...
I got new teeth, man. It can handle metal.
All right, good.
All right.
Is that how that works?
I hope so.
Oh,
man. I meant to say it in the break.
I just like how you just ruined this, man.
Also, sorry to all the people that called when I asked for more callers. We got the two calls. They were good and they were good questions. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day.
I said it. Eddie on Barbara. I said it. Don't forget Twin Peaks tomorrow on Kennesaw.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Swing for the fences with the Fence Authority. They've been providing the Delaware Valley with fences for almost 3 decades. With 4 stores throughout the region and one of the largest inventories of wood, vinyl, and aluminum fencing, the Fence Authority makes your next fence as easy as 1, 2, 3. Do it yourself or get it installed with the best workmanship warranties in the country. So swing for the fences at the Fence Authority. Your new fence is waiting at fenceauthority.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
You're still a freaky hater. And just because your mom lives in Seattle does not mean that you have to be a fan.
Don't have to. You can move. Randy wants his suit Fort Valley cut. That's the kind of pants he wants.
Which is in between tight and Steve Harvey?
Yeah, somewhere in the middle.
So Andy the Philosopher showed out today. When no back is the standard, any back is a lot of back. And sports are played by humans. And humans have bones, ligaments, and everything.
It's true.
It's all in there. Somebody just do it. And Randy, once again, wondered if I got drilled yesterday.
No, I really wanted to say what Randy said before the show when we were walking out of the office about why you got some, like,
there were a couple
anti-chafing
off
cream. But I don't think I can.
I give it.
Goodness gracious. That's how the day started. All right. We'll see you in Kennesaw tomorrow at 11. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.